Hello, spiritual CEOs. What is up and welcome to the Spiritual CEO Podcast with your host, Jackie. I am a mother, a mentor, an author, a speaker, and a seven-figure spiritual CEO here to help women thrive in all areas of their life. If you are here, it's because you are ready to master your mindset and manifest your dreams so that you can build your business, grow your brand, and truly maximize your income and impact as a spiritual entrepreneur. Let's get started. Hello, spiritual CEOs. What is up, everybody? Welcome back to episode number 2, season 2. Today, we're going to talk about, oh my God, the best and the worst business advice that I have ever received in my life. Now, I have been building businesses since I was 20 years old. And what I'm going to be speaking to specifically today is around the advice that I have received when it comes to building my coaching business, which has been happening for the last 6 years. And let me just say, some of it has been terrible. Some of it has been amazing. Some of it I live by as my Bible. Other things I lived by, realized they were real shit and totally discarded them when I did. But I'm sharing this with you today because maybe you've heard some of these things I'm going to say. Maybe right now you're living by one of the worst pieces of advice, thinking it's actually the best. And so I really invite you guys to listen in here and use this as an opportunity to reflect on not only what advice you're being given in your business that's helped it to grow or that you want to use to help it grow, but also where you're actually getting your advice from. Because what I see happening a lot in this industry, especially as people are sort of maybe in the first year or two of their business, they don't necessarily have, you know, all of the income in the world just yet to invest into one-to-one coaching and mentoring with somebody who's done it all before and can give them really tangible, quote unquote, I've been there before advice kind of vibes. And so what I really see happening is a lot of women in this space start relying on people like their best friends or their family members or their colleagues at work or their boyfriends or their husbands to give them business advice. Now, on the surface, this looks okay. This sounds okay. Like, sure, you know, you wanna bring the people around you into your world, and a lot of the times the people around you really know you very well, and so you think that just like if you were having, I don't know, a bit of a situation in your relationship, you might go to your bestie, or if you're struggling with your mum, you might chat to your partner about it. Sure, these people can be helpful and absolutely can be a well of wisdom for things that you might be moving through in your life. The truth of the matter is your best friend is not your business advisor. And hey, guess what? Neither is Google. But why I really say this is because 9 times out of 10, the women that come to work with me prior to working with me have been taking advice from people that actually do not understand the industry that they're in, that actually do not have experience with the industry that they are in. And so one of my absolute foundational rules that I live my life by and that I teach all of my clients as well is really understanding that you should never take advice from somebody who is not where you want to be. So if, for example, somebody does not have a, like say your goal, your dream is to obviously have a, you know, multi seven figure coaching and personal development industry, brand and company, maybe you want a book and you want to be on stage and all of the things. If somebody is not there, why would you be asking them for advice? I really want you guys to reflect on this as we go through today's conversation and as you then go out into the world. It's really important that if you want your life to reflect your dreams and your desires, you should only be asking for advice and absolutely only taking advice from people who are where you want to be. And this is not to say you need to take every single thing that someone says as gospel if they're where you want to be. It means you can take it and try it on and see what fits and, you know, feels right for you. But it's just more of the understanding that your bestie who is in a totally different, you know, realm of work, she's not going to know what's best for you in this business. She's not going to understand deeply what is going to be the next best marketing process for you to yours or how to launch or how to scale from seven figures to multiple seven figures. She's not going to be the person to answer that. Your mentor or your coach is. Right? So it's really important to understand this. So let's get into this. I'm now going to share some of the worst advice and some of the best advice that has helped me to make hundreds of thousands of dollars and really create a super impactful coaching business that is now serving women all over the world. So let's get into it. The first worst piece of advice that I want to speak to is this, and it's wild because I think a lot of us hear this and we actually take this as gospel. And it's like, especially when you first get into things and it's like, oh, you know, manifesting and all of this, you think that this is actually a good thing to do, and it's motherfucking not. I'm going to tell you why in a moment. The number one worst piece of advice I have ever received is fake it till you make it. This is terrible advice. Fake it till you make it is this energy that we all see on Instagram of, like, you know, the coach who's pretending to have it all together, pretending to be where she wants to be already, pretending to already have the vision board manifested, when actually she's still very much in the beginner energy and she's too afraid to really own the beginner energy because everybody on Instagram has told her that she needs to be perfect. She needs to be high level all the time, when actually she hasn't gotten there yet. And so when we're in this energy of faking it till you make it, you're actually missing out on the real ingredients that can create a congruent coaching experience for your clients and a congruent brand. So if you're trying to fake it, as in, oh, I'm already a master coach, I'm already where I want to be, I'm already serving a bazillion people, da da da, it can actually make you miss out on the exact steps that you need to integrate and the lessons that you have to learn in order to become that master coach, in order to become that seven-figure CEO, in order to become the person you want to be. There are real things that you need to learn and integrate and navigate to get there. And you cannot attract the experiences, people, and things to help you actually get there if you're pretending to be there already. Right? Fake it till you make it creates this idea of, and you guys hear me talk all the time, like, you know, needing to leverage your lifestyle of, you know, look how perfect things are and da 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 da. It is not good advice. I understand from the manifesting point of view, where we want to embody the energy of the version of us that already has everything that we dream of and everything that we desire, of course. But that's a very different thing to faking it till you make it. Why? Because the word faking it even feels fake. Try it on right now, vibrationally. Really feel in your bones and in your body. What does it feel like to fake something? It doesn't feel real. You know what is real? Actually doing the thing. And when this comes to building your business, if you are faking already being super successful, if you are faking, you know, having a bunch of clients, if you are faking, DMs coming your way or people asking you questions or whatever, if you're faking any of this, not only are the people around you and in your online space obviously going to pick up on that energetically, because everybody's smart grown-ups, right? And they know, but you're going to know you're faking it. And therefore, you're not going to feel in integrity with your work, and you're not going to feel in integrity with the way that you're building your business. And so rather than faking it until you make it, I deeply believe that we should all own exactly where we are at. And I see this one shift change so many of my clients' lives when they really give themselves permission to own where they are at. You don't have to be a $1 million coach yet with 1,000 clients like I have. Right? You don't have to be that yet in order to serve your ideal client as impeccably as possible. You can want to be that, and you can absolutely work to get there and have that as your goal. But before I had 1,000 clients, I had one client, I had two clients, I had three clients, I had 100 clients. And I had to learn how to really hold space for, energetically and physically, all of these clients in order to now be able to be where I am. Right? So faking it till you make it is the number one worst piece of advice, because you can feel it's not an integrity and your people can feel it's not an integrity. And trust me when I say, sure, the idea of faking it till you make it might feel like it's going to be a lot quicker for you to reach your goal, but it's not. We're about slow and steady over here and really building things without this level of, like, urgency. Because why else would you fake it if you're not being urgent and you're not in this urgent energy? What if this gets to be a slow burn? What if this gets to be sustainable as you build it, because you're building it from a real and authentic place instead of faking it, right? Okay, second piece of worst ever business advice that I've ever heard or ever been given is this. Save all of your best stuff for last. Save all of your best stuff for your high ticket offers. Save all of your best stuff for the most paying offers. Save all of your best stuff for your highest premium places that people can work with you. Now, I'm going to just bust up some traditional business rules here. I think this is one of the dumbest business strategies I have ever heard of in my life. Saving all of your best stuff for last is so stupid, because first and foremost, as a business owner, you should be ensuring that every single point that somebody comes into your world, whether it's in your content, whether it's in your low ticket offer, maybe a masterclass or an ebook, right up until your high ticket one-to-one, should all be of impeccable value. Because no matter where people enter your world, they should be getting high fucking value that they can actually apply to their lives. I see it all over the coaching space where low ticket value offers, you know, and when I say low ticket, obviously I'm talking about, you know, cheaper stuff, right? Entry point stuff. A lot of this low ticket stuff is fluff and it's like just this funnel to try and get people into a higher offer. Now, I am not saying there's anything wrong with the upsell. I am all down for a good upsell. Like it's a major strategy that of course many, many business owners use because it works. And you know, for me, the only way it does work though, and the only way it should work is if the thing people are upselling from actually is of high potent value, right? So this is what we're going to dive into a little bit here now. When we talk about saving all your best stuff for last, the idea of this is that you want people to pay more in order to get access to some like top tier, you know, secret agent information that you somehow have, right? When in actual reality, as a business owner, first and foremost, your strategy should be delivering impeccable and high value at any touch point throughout your offer suite, right? And this is because why on earth, my loves, would people ever invest high ticket, tens of thousands of dollars into working with you if they aren't even getting what the fuck smack you in your face value from the lowest ticket point that you have? What would entice them and inspire them to keep working with you, and especially to invest, to jump from like a $97 into a $10,000 offer, if you're not giving motherfucking value? And I can say hands down and serve as a piece of evidence here that I have such a high client retention rate in my business and in my coaching because my clients get freaking results. In fact, right now, the majority of my clients, my one-to-one clients that I'm working with, have all gone through biz school or the mastermind or 2.0. In fact, most of them have actually gone through biz school and the mastermind. What does that tell you? They've gone and paid separately for biz school, then my mastermind, and now they're in one-to-one, right? So that first and foremost really demonstrates, number one, people get results in my world, right? And that's why they're here. But number two, that demonstrates I'm not holding back. I do not have any rules around what I give in my one-to-one versus what I give in my membership and the Spiritual CEO membership. The only difference, for example, is the level of personalization that somebody might experience. So for example, let's say, you know, November's training for the Spiritual CEO Club, which many of you are now a part of. I'm so excited to have you there. But the training for November is really crafting out a 12-month strategy plan, right? So that you're not waking up going, what the fuck am I supposed to do? When do I even launch stuff? How do I even launch stuff? When am I supposed to start doing that? What am I doing this time next year? What am I doing in 3 months? What offers am I supposed to be putting out in the world? What sort of content am I supposed to be talking about when I put those offers out, et cetera, et cetera, et cetera. That's the first call. That's the first training that we're having in Spiritual CEO Club at the end of November, right? So that everybody who's coming into that training can walk away with a 12-month business strategy plan, which is so freaking important. Now, the difference between, say, that offer, right? So somebody coming into the Spiritual CEO Club and working with me and getting a live training on how to do this 12-month strategy, and the difference in my one-to-one doing that is the personalization. Obviously in one-to-one, I'm sitting across the table virtually or physically from my client and we're mapping out specifically for their business with all of their nuances and all of the rest of their life and all of the other things going on and it's one-to-one and it's just for them. It's completely personalized versus Spiritual CEO Club, which still gives you the exact same epic high value information. It's just not personalized. That's where you get to personalize it for yourself, right? That is the difference here. And so why I'm so passionate about this is because I see so many women that are just burnt. They pay $97 or $200 or whatever it is for this low ticket thing, only to come into like a bunch of fluff, right? And a bunch of like, what? And a bunch of like, yeah, maybe some cool little insights, but nothing practical that they can actually apply. And this is because the person running that low ticket offer has been taught that they need to hold all of their good stuff, right? And they have to say, sorry, I don't talk about that here. I talk about that in this program here. And though, look, don't get me wrong, there's definitely like boundaries around, you know, for example, if someone's dropping into my DMs, like I'm going to have an epic convo with them. But if they're asking me stuff that I would, that would force me to dishonor my financial relationship with my one-to-ones or my membership people or my biz school homies or my mastermind queens, I would very verbally say that. And then what I would do is like link in either a discovery call or just directly to whatever offer I think would suit them best based on the questions that they're asking, right? So it's not that you're devaluing these spaces with your other clients. It's about having strong boundaries within that. So this idea of saving all of your best stuff for last is such a stupid business strategy, because if somebody came into your world and they paid, you know, like $97 or $200 for something and they just got fluff, they're going to cross you off their list of people they want to work with, because they're not going to get value at your lowest ticket. And if somebody isn't getting value at your absolute lowest ticket, they're not going to be inspired, ignited, encouraged, and exhilarated to spend money with you at your highest point. Okay, really important to understand. So I'm a big believer in giving all of your value, because I believe that when you give value, there's so much more value where that came from too. It's not like you are just like emptying out this like finite resource of value that you have for whatever you're teaching people. It's actually never ending and it's actually infinite, right? So not only does your business do so much better, but your clients actually fucking win. And I think this is the important thing to note as well, is that especially if you're coming into my space, whether you're coming into my world at the Spiritual CEO Club membership rate, or you're coming into my world as a high ticket one-to-one client with me, you're going to get the motherfucking value that you need to win. Why? Because that is actually my job. My job is not to like funnel you along the steps to pay me more money. Fuck no. I'm giving you as much value in the Spiritual CEO Club as I would be in one-to-one. The only difference is that is the level of personalization. Okay? Boom. Now, the third worst piece of advice that I've ever heard in business, and this might shock you a little bit or might surprise you, is this. Just keep trying. Just keep trying, just keep trying, just keep trying. This sounds like a good piece of advice, because of course you want to be supported in like not giving up, and you want to be supported in having it all work, and you want to be supported in, you know, all of the things going well and it's all good in the hood. Just keep trying is such a shitty piece of business advice, because if you just keep trying but something isn't working, if you continue to just keep trying, it's going to continue to not work. Right? If things aren't working in your business, there is a reason why. And I'm a big believer in this. And when clients come into my world, I go into this role of like bloodhound sniffing out. You know, I put on my Indiana Jones cap and I sniff around and we explore and we excavate as to why their business isn't working. Because it is my belief there's always a reason, right? It's not because you suck. It's not because you are in a karmic life path that says your business is going to suck and therefore you're going to, you know, live horribly and da-da-da. No. What I mean by this, I just got sidetracked there because in my mind I'm like, well, there could be a karmic path, you know, maybe not business, not specifically for business, but in finance or something, I don't know. Hashtag, that's why we're called the Spiritual CEO, right? We have these different conversations. Where was I going with this? Just keep trying. Yeah, it's a shitty piece of advice, because there's something wrong with your business if things aren't working. And so if you are just in this advice portal, and this is normally what comes from like, you know, your friends or your family or your partners. I'm very blessed that my partner, Tom, is also an entrepreneur. So like he knows the advice of just keep trying is just shit. But I've definitely had this from like, you know, well-meaning friends in my life and that kind of thing. Like, just keep going, like you've got this. And like, yeah, cool. We love that encouragement and, you know, don't stop. But why this is shitty advice is because it gives the demeanor or the idea that there's like the thing to do is just keep going the way that you're going. But you know, and I know that if your business isn't working, if you're not getting the results that you want to be getting, and you're not having the things happen that you think should be happening, there is a reason. And your job then is to find this reason. Why is your business not working, right? Maybe it's your content. Maybe it's your sales strategy. Maybe it's your clarity. Maybe it's not talking to your ideal client properly. Maybe it's trying to talk to everybody. Maybe it's the fact that you're not even showing up consistently, right? Whatever it is, maybe it's your offer suite. Maybe it's your pricing. Maybe it's your level of ownership and authority within yourself, right? Who knows? There are an infinite number of things it could be. There's a mix of all things it could be. But what I know more than anything is that if you just keep going or just keep trying and do the thing, nothing's going to change. Sometimes, actually, often, it's not actually just a matter of time. It's only a matter of time if you've been implementing and putting in place the correct strategic approaches and the correct strategic things to have a desired result, right? A strategy is just like a, you know, foundational underlining of like, hey, here's my goal. How do I do it? If you have been lone wolfing it and, you know, just using business Google as your business coach or your besties as your business coach, there's going to be a couple of reasons why your business isn't working, right? And if you were sitting in here in front of me right now, or if you were in the Spiritual CEO Club and you came into our mastermind open day, then our monthly mastermind open day, which by the way, for those of you who don't know yet, is every single month in the Spiritual CEO Club. We literally get to hang out live once a month, as well as having our trainings and everything. There's like a bonus mastermind day where you get to bring anything that you are working on that you want me to support you in. So any questions you've got, any challenges that you're going through, right? Anything that you personally want support in, you get an opportunity once a month to do that with me. Like, this is fucking insane value. This is what I mean. I don't just save my mastermind for my mastermind, right? We get that every single week. But I give you guys a piece of that in the Spiritual CEO Club. I don't hold my best shit back, right? Because that's where so many really impactful moments happen, is when you get that personalized coaching or that personalized support. So if you were sitting in that with me, obviously I'd be able to really look at, okay, we can pull up your Instagram as we're talking and let's have a look through it and all of the things, and I can give you some advice and support around that. But if you just keep going or just keep trying without changing anything, you're going to get the same results. And so this is where this piece of advice of just keep trying is actually really shitty, because clearly there's a reason your business isn't working. Your job is to do what you fucking need to figure out why. Okay, so those are the three worst pieces of advice. Fake it till you make it, save all your best stuff for last, and just keep trying. The best pieces of advice that I have ever gotten, oh my God, the first one, stop fucking around with your strategy. This was one of my first ever business coaches. I love her so much to this day. She supported me so much. Shout out Krista. but she said to me, like, you've got to stop fucking around with strategy. And what she meant by this is I'd been building my business for maybe two years. Oh, actually, it wasn't my first business coach. It was my second business coach. Lauren Ellis Love actually was my first business coach way back in the day. Anyway, so stop fucking around with your strategy. What she meant by this is I'd been building my business for maybe 2 years on a whim, on fun, on what felt good, on freedom, on YOLO, I'm going to do this, on idea launch, you know, and I'm sure many of you guys can resonate with this because it's a deeply feminine way to build our business. And it's such a juicy, yummy way to, you know, feel like channels of the divine, where we drop things in and boof, out they go into the world and magic happens, or sometimes magic doesn't happen. But I was starting to see results in my business kind of stagnate a bit. And it was because my business and my brand had now gotten to a point where I'd worked with, you know, probably maybe 150 clients or so by that point. I'd had a couple of programs out. I'd built enough of a brand that people in the space were beginning to learn who I was. And when this started happening, I actually needed to implement some real fucking strategy to continue the results and to expand and amplify the results that I was getting. So this advice of stop fucking around with your strategy was so impactful to me, because from that point on, I really shifted into CEO mode. I shifted out of like creative, fun, you know, YOLO, travel around the world and do whatever, just launch something because it feels good, energy. And I actually learned about real motherfucking business strategy, and I became a business woman, right? And this has been an ongoing journey from that point on, of like really stepping away from like hashtag boss babe and really into like, I am the CEO of a $1 million company, right? This is a real fucking deal. And I stopped treating my business as just like this fun hobby and actually started treating it as a real company that needed real strategy. Just like any of the big brands out there in the world, Nike, Lululemon, Amen, Barnes & Noble, Yeti, Frank and Green, McDonald's, you know, this is me just like shouting things out that are just coming to my mind right now. But any of these big brands need strategy to get to where they are. And so if you want your business to be a proper fucking company, you've got to stop being so afraid of strategy. And when I say afraid, I also mean like you've got to stop being so about strategy. I see this all the time, especially with my deeply feminine clients who feel really constricted by strategy or feel really nervous about strategy because it means commitment, because it means, you know, being disciplined. And the funny thing is we can get into such a cycle of non-disciplinary, meaning like, where am I going with this? It's like being so scared of discipline and so scared of strategy because we fear that it might, you know, dry up the creative well, or guess what? It means you might actually have to fucking commit to something for once in your life. And guess what? what happens on the other side of that commitment, you might be really afraid of subconsciously because you're going to be a whole different person, right? So stop fucking around with your strategy is some of the best advice that I've ever been given. And after applying this, and now I can hands down say, and I truly handle my heart, like I am not humble about this. I'm a strategy queen, right? It's one of the things I support my clients in. It's one of the things they get access to. It's not all of me. It's not all of what I do. It is a portion of what I do. But I can say that when we're in the strategy conversation, I motherfucking get it. My woman motherfucking get it, right? And that's because I've got such a vast experience with strategically doing things in my business and supporting my clients do things in their business that, like, you know, we know what's up when it comes to strategy. So whether your goal is to just sign your first one-to-one client, whether your goal is to sign your 100th one-to-one client, whether your goal is to launch a mastermind because you've already built up enough of a brand to do that, whether your goal is to build a podcast, whether your goal is to make $1 million, whether your goal is to have a six-figure month, a 10K month, a 5K month, there is a strategy to do that. Well, there's multiple strategies. There's heaps of strategies to do that, right? But it's about actually understanding, like, oh my God, I'm a real fucking company. And then that's the question, like, are you a real company or are you just a hashtag boss babe? Are you a real company or are you just doing this as a hobby? Are you a real company or are you just doing this on the side because you're too fucking scared to go all in because you don't want to fail or you're afraid of who you're going to be? God forbid your dreams actually come true, right? So understanding here and now, the second piece of best ever advice that I've gotten is your business is not about you. How many of you right now listening to this can say that you get so caught up in creating the perfect Instagram post and showing up on your stories in a perfect way or in a certain way, in feeling post paralysis where you go to post something and feeling like you don't have anything to share and feeling like people aren't going to care what you have to say and judging yourself and deleting things 100 times, right? This is because you are stuck in the energy and in the idea that your business is about you, and it's not. Your business is about the motherfucking women that you are serving. Your business is about the people that you are serving. Your business is about the people that you are supporting. It's not about you. You're just the channel that God's working through. You're just the channel that the universe is working through. You are delivering the messages and the medicine that you are giving because other people need it. It's not about you. You are the vehicle. Just like your car gets you from point A to B, you are God's car. You are the universe's car. Your business is not about you. So the next time you go to be all paralyzed because your piece of content isn't perfect, remember there's someone out there. If you delete that post and you don't post it because it's not yet perfect and da-da-da-da, there's someone out there who's going to miss the fucking medicine that they greatly, desperately needed that day. And I don't want that shit on my shoulders. Mm-mm. My business is about you guys. Me showing up today, recording this podcast, this is about you. Me developing and delivering the Spiritual CEO Club is about you. Because I know there's so many women in my world. I'm very blessed that I work with incredibly high-achieving women in my one-to-one space, in my masterminds, in a lot of my different containers. And I'm also very blessed that there are so many, and I'm very aware that there are so many of these high-achieving women who aren't yet at the business space where they can invest in one-to-one mentoring. And that's why I created the Spiritual CEO Club. There is high value, impactful, strategic information in there that you can apply right now, right? Because this is not about me. My business is not about me. It's about you. Everything I do in my business is for you, not for me. Now, this kind of, I guess, leads into the third piece of best advice here, which is treat every single interaction as if the person on the other end of it was your most valued client. This goes against the grain. There are so many coaches out there right now, very much in like the, unicorn hot pink vibe that, look, no shade on hot pink if that's your thing. I just, I personally associate that with a like certain kind of coach online. And it's ironic because literally like up until a year ago, I had a hot pink sign too. But many of you guys remember those days. But there are a lot of people preaching around like, don't respond to people unless they're paying you. You need to elevate yourself above your DMs because you can't give people access to you. Otherwise, they're not going to work with you. And like just very fucking narcissistic advice, to be honest. Whereas I have done this since day one, and it's something that I teach every single one of my clients because like as I learned later on in my business, it's actually a strategy. But this is something I've been implementing since the day I decided to do what I'm doing. I have treated every single person in my world, whether that's through a DM, whether it's through a discovery call, whether it's through a comment, whether it's through a voice note, whatever, every single person that takes time out of their day to engage with something I am doing, I treat them like my most fucking valued client, right? I spend time in my responses. I'm thoughtful about what I say because, as I say, I didn't realize that this was a strategy, but as I've learned since then, when you treat people well, you're going to be front of mind when they think about who to work with. Of course, because you're treating them well, right? Same as like, yeah, for me personally, and I understand some businesses might like to operate this way, but obviously if you're listening here, I don't think you're like that. But for me, the idea of elevating myself above my DMs and not responding to people who aren't paying me, that just feels like I'm trying to be the fucking cool girl and win a popularity contest in my high school. And I don't know if that's just my bullying wounds that come out there and that's why I don't want to do that, but that doesn't feel real for me. And of course, like there are also boundaries in my DMs. You know, I definitely have a 48-hour, sometimes a 72-hour response boundary. I definitely have no fear in sending people links if the conversation is moving too into my paid work space. But in saying that, there's also not hard and fast rules. Sometimes I go into a fucking 10-minute long voice note spiel and tangent with somebody who's asked me about something because I feel like it and because I might, for whatever reason, just have the time and space to do that right then and it feels right, right? So that's the last piece, is really treating every interaction as if the person on the other end was your most valued client. And honestly, soon they probably will be. So I love you guys. Thank you so much for tuning in to today's episode. I'm so excited you were here. If you are feeling all the feels about the Spiritual CEO Club, you fucking know I want you there. You know I cannot wait to party with you in there and create so much magic in your business, give you real tangible growth skills, real tangible practical things that you can actually apply to your business today. And if you do not want to miss out on the first training, which is going to be all about creating your 12-month strategy plan so that you know what the fuck you're actually doing every single day, make sure to get in. All right, beautiful people, sending you so much love. Goodbye. And that's a wrap. If you loved today's episode, you will adore the Spiritual CEO Club, which is my monthly membership for entrepreneurial women in business who want to learn the practical step-by-step strategy and the mindset of what it really takes to grow a high-level, high-impact, high-income business that truly transforms the world. We break down everything. So if you've ever wanted to know how to build your business, grow your brand, and maximize your income and impact as a spiritual entrepreneur at a rate your business can actually afford right now, then this is for you. Simply send us a DM that says membership and we will get the info to you.